USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today was originally the day that ICE agents were to round up about 2,000 specific illegal immigrants, people with standing deportation orders who President Trump had said would be targeted in pre-dawn raids. But yesterday he announced he was putting those raids on hold for at least 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says the time will be used to work on legislative answers for the immigration crisis. Democratic LA Mayor Eric Garcetti believes the original threat was political, noting that Trump announced it on the day he launched his re-election bid.
Well, we need not political games, we need leadership. And that's something that no matter what president is in the White House, they should step up and lead this nation, and it's time for Trump to do that.
A rare fast-moving line of severe thunderstorms called a derecho, killing at least 3 people as it stretched from the Midwest to South Carolina late Friday and Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump has confirmed he called off a military strike on Iran, but reports are the U.S. did launch a retaliatory cyber attack on Iran for its downing of a U.S. drone last Wednesday. The reports are the Thursday strike was to disable Iranian systems in a non-fatal way that it uses for missile launches and to track ships. Meanwhile, the president told reporters as he left the White House for Camp David yesterday, he'd like to see Iran do well.
Let's make Iran great again. Does that make sense? But they're never going to do it if they think in 5 or 6 years they're going to have a nuclear weapon.
The Santa Anita racetrack in California is banning a famous horse trainer after a 30th horse dies at the track since December. The horse belonging to Jerry Hollendorfer died of a fatal leg injury yesterday while exercising. It's the 4th of the 30 horses trained by Hollendorfer to die. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Trump advisor and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner's Middle East plan facing broad rejection in the Arab world. The administration's $50 billion economic plan announced yesterday. Kushner says
the plan would invest about $50 billion in the region. It would create 1 million jobs in the West Bank and Gaza. It would take their unemployment rate from about 30% to single digits. It would reduce their poverty rate by half if it's implemented correctly.
While quickly denounced by the Palestinians and other Arab nations, Kushner is to present the plan this week at a conference in Bahrain. The death toll in a crash of a small plane carrying skydivers in Hawaii is now at 11. Authorities say the King Air twin-engine plane went down late Friday night near Dillingham Airfield in Oahu and burst into flames, and they've now confirmed everyone on board was killed. The Honolulu Fire Department says witnesses saw the plane coming inbound when it went down. They call it the most tragic aircraft incident they've ever had in Oahu. And Hispanics are expected to become the majority population in the state of Texas within the next 3 years. New data from the U.S. Census Bureau showing nearly 2 million Hispanics moved to the Lone Star State between 2010 and 2018. And according to the Texas Tribune last year, there were 9 Latinos migrating in per every white person. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.